Catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Monday morning, April 12th. I'm Kristen Moorhead, and this is The Point from WUFT News. Researchers have discovered a new disease affecting Florida panthers. It can cause trouble walking, limb weakness, and even partial paralysis when severe. I spoke to senior writer at National Geographic Douglas Main about this issue.
So in spring of 2018, photographers in the Corkscrew Swamp area noticed Florida panther kittens having trouble walking. And that was the first sign of something wrong. A couple of months later, photographer Carlton Ward Jr. Saw the same thing. It was a young male kitten who was dragging his legs behind him. So that kind of alerted the authorities, and researchers began studying this. And unfortunately, other cases appeared in other panthers and eventually in bobcats too. You know, they came up with this name for it, feline leukomyelopathy, and started studying it. And since then, it's become a very important priority for the state.
You mentioned some issues with, you know, hind leg functionality and walking. What are the extent of the effects that this disease has on panthers and bobcats?
I mean, it's a range of severity. When it's mild, it can cause, just mild troubles walking and weakness, especially in the hind legs. When it's more severe, you would even call it partial paralysis, and animals really have trouble getting around. And when severe, it can also lead to, you know, they just can't get around well enough to hunt, and it can lead to starvation and death. Because there are so few panthers, we don't know that much about, you know, all of their lives. We don't know how often it's fatal. It seems like sometimes they can survive, but certainly sometimes it leads them to starve.
With these animals being endangered or at-risk populations, what risk does a disease like this pose to their population and their future?
It's not great. I mean, researchers don't want to be too alarmist because so far, like I said, it's been 22 panthers likely or confirmed and 28 bobcats. Bobcats are certainly not endangered, and I think, you know, they will be okay. But yes, for panthers, researchers are worried about the impact this will have on the population because they are already under threat from a number of things, including getting hit by cars and fatal fights over territory. So for panthers, it is concerning.
And what are researchers doing to combat this disease?
Right, so they're trying to figure out what it is. Unfortunately, they just don't know yet. They're looking, basically the best guess right now is that it's some sort of neurotoxin in the environment. They've looked at, you know, dead animals and investigated their spinal cord where this damage is occurring. And they've looked for a whole host of chemicals so far. I mean, they really just don't know. They've looked and haven't found anything yet. Sometimes these diseases take a while to unravel the causes of. It's also possible that it could be caused by a virus or some sort of pathogen, but they think that is less likely because the main reason is because those viruses usually cause inflammation, and they're not seeing meaningful evidence of inflammation in the dead animals that they've looked at.
And what are the next steps from here? Where do we go from here?
Right. So the next steps are basically just to continue studying. And there is at this point, kind of a growing group of collaborators around the country looking at this. You know, some of the best pathologists and veterinarians that deal with cats. Basically, they just have to keep being vigilant and keep studying. I mean, it's pretty challenging because, you know, there are only around 200 Florida panthers, and when animals die, especially if they're out in the wild, I mean, you're not going to find them quickly. And so oftentimes these investigations, you know, you need to find the animal shortly after death to discover the cause. And, you know, affected animals that aren't dead can really only be studied after they've died. And, you know, they're not going to be, you know, killing animals to study this unless they're already, you know, severely, severely ill. So then it's basically just, they just have to keep looking, and hopefully they will find an animal that's been affected as recently enough after death that they can pinpoint whatever is causing this.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
You know, this disease is yet another threat facing the panther. And really, to survive long term, the panther needs to expand its range. is kind of stuck in Southwest Florida right now, and it needs to expand north. And for that to happen, we need to protect wildlife corridors. Luckily, panthers actually are moving to the north. Female panthers have now been spotted north of the Caloosahatchee River. We now know of about three north of the river. Before 2016, none had been spotted. No females had been spotted north of the river since early 1970s. So that is positive news. And I think if we, you know, protect enough land for the panthers and allow them to come back, they have a shot at surviving.
That was National Geographic senior writer and editor Douglas Main talking to me about a disease affecting Florida panthers. Now let's get you caught up on other important news around the state. The Save Lives Act, which President Joseph Biden signed into law in March, gives Veteran Affairs medical facilities across the country the legal authority to provide COVID-19 vaccines to all veterans. The North Florida South Georgia Veterans Health System on Thursday held a vaccine clinic at the First Baptist Church of Williston. Veterans and their spouses and caregivers were able to receive the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Florida's citrus production is predicted to fall in the 2020-2021 season, according to FloridaPolitics.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released a monthly report on Friday that predicted a 7% decrease from March for all Florida orange production. The state's current predicted production is also down 23% from last year's season. A Florida woman who was filmed coughing on a woman in a Pier 1 store last year has been sentenced to 30 days in jail. According to the Associated Press, a judge in Jacksonville also ordered Deborah Hunter to pay a $500 fine, serve 6 months probation, and participate in a mental health evaluation along with anger management. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox daily at 8 a.m. Head over to WUFT.org for more info. I'm Kristen Moorhead, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great day!